Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody I've been talking to has been having some pretty intense challenges in life. I know that in my daily work, Hold on just a moment. Hello, everyone. Are you able to hear me now? We're having a little bit of sound issues. Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to tell everybody Happy Tuesday. You know, this has been quite a bit of a rough week, a rough retrograde for a lot of people in my normal work, which is basically what I'm doing right now, except every single day. I have been talking to people by the hordes, but in clumps. Like, for the past day and a half, I was dealing with Virgos only. And then today I was dealing with a lot of Libras. So, I mean, it's, you know, things are really happening. A lot of people are very frustrated. You know, we're all being challenged in some way or another in our regular lives in regards to what we are worth. In, you know, just our most sacred of relationships, our loved ones, our careers, our jobs. So just remember that this is something that if we can pick the spice you want to add, whether or not it's ketchup or salt, like some people say, a grain of salt, it's going to be okay. We just have to remember that it's temporary, and there's no reason to make huge, gigantic, fatal choices over something that's just not permanent. You know, as we stand at the threshold of one of the largest energetic shifts in the history of humankind, and this is basically where we are as far as coming into 2012 or, you know, coming into December 2012, I'm realizing that there's a huge amount of suffering that many of us are experiencing because, simply put, when we suffer, when we are forced to decode pain, it boosts us to new levels. Activating pre-agreements so that we can open up new pathways and doorways so we can get into that place of remembering. Realigning ourselves telepathically, communing with our highest frequency of love. This is very difficult because it means we must allow ourselves to let go. Hold ourselves and let things just happen to us. It's time for us to be the river, not the boat. How do your messages decode themselves? And what must I suffer through so that I may be able to live my pre-agreed life? Why is any of this even important? There are answers. There are answers. But, you know, some people aren't ready for it. Some people are just going to kind of be focused more on just, you know, the day-to-day stuff. Because that's just how we can relate. That's how that we can really dig in and communicate. But remember, all of this is happening for a bigger reason, and it's to make us stronger for something bigger, huger. We have a few people in line already to talk, so before we get to our callers, and I promise you we will get to you, I also... am really interested in knowing, you know, just, you know, the types of things that people have been experiencing this retrograde or just period, just sharing your stories, not just calling to ask questions, but just to talk about what's up. But before we do that, let's take a small break, something that'll make us feel a little good, listening to something that's going to pump us up just a little bit, but in a cool way. This is Nunu, your friend, your loved one, at the Broken Earth Radio Show. You did not reach us by chance. You've come here for a reason. And we're now going to open up to our lines to caller 786. Hi, this is Nunu, and could I have your name and your birthday? Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hi, I can hear you now, dear. This is Nunu, and I'm so glad to be able
Hi.
To talk to you. Could I have your name and your birthday,
Thank you. Love? Nicole, my birthday is 6/29, June 29th.
June the 29th, okay. Well, why don't you share with me what's on your mind today?
There was somebody that I haven't talked to in a while, like some months, about a little over 5.5 months, and they recently tried to reach out to me the other day, just in a, like, you know, a greeting sense, because there was like a religious holiday, and they just kind of like used that as to like try to get a hold of me, and I wanted to know what their intentions were.
Okay, Nicole, what is this person's name?
William,
okay. Right, what I need you to do, dear, is, you know, just relax. You know, we're calling upon our guides. We're calling upon all those around us that are here to help bring us some clarity. My guide, your guide, anyone else that wants to come around to help. But just relax, my dear. Just let go. Let go of what you know. Let go of what you think you know. And let your story be told, okay? But remember, you just breathe, you just relax, and let's see what William wants. Hold on just a moment. Or wanted, or all of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There he is. Okay. William has been thinking. William's been thinking about, this looks like he's been thinking about what happened, or honestly, what didn't happen with the two of you guys, because it looks like he's reflecting upon betrayals and failures. It's interesting because in the story here, it looks like there are, he is here sitting next to someone else, a woman, and both of them seem like they're suffering in the same way. But on his side, it looks like he is trying to get clarity. So basically, it looks like he was getting in touch with you for a couple of different things. I honestly do believe that some of it has to do with the ceremony, this religious ceremony you were talking about, because it was making him have some, you know, be very, very introspective and even very retrospective. Retrospective. So some of it was inspired by that, and also it looks like he wants to see how you're doing, but it also looks like he is he's going through some issues with whoever it is that he's been hanging out with. And I'm going to say that they're hanging out because they both show up here as people that look very much alike, and they look like they're suffering the same. And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that he likes to drink. It looks like he's been drinking a lot with this person. Or let's say that he really likes to even just watch NASCAR. Whatever he and this person have been doing, they both have the same excessive behavior. And he's been looking at this scenario and thinking about the past and thinking about how he can do other things. But honestly, I'm going to tell you, it does actually look like you guys will communicate again. I'm not convinced that it's going to be this month. It actually looks like it's going to be in the month of August. And if I'm building a timeline, it looks like it's going to be around the second, third week. And it actually looks like when you do talk, I mean, and it looks, because it looks like you probably will talk, you're going to hear a lot of the things we're talking about, except it's going to be in his words, not mine. And it actually looks like you guys, it doesn't look like it's going to happen right away, but it actually does look like there's a point here that through, you know, talking and just kind of reestablishing some foundation with each other, you may actually have another shot. But remember, there's something that's going on with him that looks like he is doing some things excessively. Okay, even if he's working a lot, you know, I never want to put bad habits on people that aren't true, but it does look like he's being very excessive. Yeah, it looks like he's being very excessive, and so and it's making him, think about the past and all that good stuff. But the religious thing. That whole thing does look like it's put you in his head. It put you in his head in a big way. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like next month that you said, it's like there's also another religious thing next month around the time frame that you mentioned. But he replied to me, and I replied back to him kind of like vague, but not like mean, just kind of like dry, because I didn't even know. I was just kind of like mimicked what he said, like kind of.
Right.
And I'm sure he got it, so you don't see him responding back to me. Because I didn't ask him a question or anything. I just kind of was just like dry, like, oh, thank you, you know, happy holidays to you and yours. And just kind of very dry and vague, so you don't see him responding back to that?
Not to that, no. Not to that.
No, but you see him. So you see him reaching out himself again next month, or do you see me doing that?
It looks like, what I try to look for, I look for your truth, but I also want to see where if you just let him do whatever he's going to do, when he'll actually start doing something. And it does look like it's him.
Yeah. So it will be him again next month to reach out again. So he's been dating, I guess, because we haven't talked for like almost 6 months. And so he's been dating somebody that's kind of shit. Because, you know, like you said, he drinks and smokes, and I never did that stuff. It was never really an influence on me, and maybe I like would social drink with him here and there, but not like him, you know.
Right.
And so I guess maybe he was dating somebody that was like smoking and drinking like him. So
yeah, but
he's
been hanging out with somebody that can really hold her own and run with them. You know what I mean? So
was it male or female?
It's a girl. It's a girl. It's a girl. And mm-hmm. Yeah. So like I said, he's been running around with this person. But the thing is, their backs are to each other. And this is, when we look at the tarot, what the tarot not only tells us our story, but it also shows you, like, an interaction they have. So, you know, he's over here, you know, drinking his, you know, his gin and tonic or whatever that he likes to drink, and smoking his Newport, talking to other people and looking around the bar and just doing whatever. She's propped up next to them, and she's facing the other direction doing whatever she does. And they both show up to the same place, and they do the same things, but they look like their connection is that they're both kind of suffering in the same way.
Mm,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like this is a friendship, or that is or whatever you want to call it, that's built around the fact that it's like a weighing station. It's a very temporary scenario. It's a very temporary scenario.
Oh, okay, so this person, I guess, is new. Because was she recent? Because we stopped talking in February, and he just messaged me like a few days ago. So
right.
Is this person like before we ended it or after?
Okay, hold on just a moment. So this is June. This is July, June, May, April, March, February, January. So it looks like you guys broke up in January, or was it the very end of February that you broke up?
The end of February.
Okay.
End of February.
Okay. So you guys break up, right? And so he's out there doing his thing. It looks like you guys broke up a couple of times. You know what I mean? It's like we break up, but then we break up, and, you know, we break up. But anyway, so it looks like he's been hanging out with this person probably since last month. I mean, it doesn't look like it's been very long at all.
Mm,
not at all.
And how long do you think that's going to last?
Probably maybe another 2 weeks. Maybe.
Oh, so it's not even.
No, it's not. Like I said, it's not a very big thing. It's like I said, they Yeah, like somebody that he's met up with, and they like to hang out together. They like to do the same sort of things, but it's nothing really permanent. But my girls, Nicole, I got to get some other callers, sweetie. Remember to add Psychic Nunu to your Facebook, you know, just to follow along so you can follow the show. And, you know,
Can I just, like, really, because I'm like you're kind of talking, but I was just going to say, like, if they've been intimate, like, you know, it's not that serious because I'm not with him, but I know you said they're friends, but did they go to that level?
Have they gone to the level of intimacy? Hold on just a moment. Now, remember, just relax. We got to let go. You see how when you let go, things just come out really clearly? If you want a real, honest answer, you've just got to... You got to surrender and let the question go past us and get to our guide. So when we ask the question of if it's happened, no. I mean, it does look like they've messed around with each other, but it says there's been flirtation. But honestly, I'm going to tell you something. When they hang out together, this is so graphic, but when they hang out together, it looks like he may party a lot and not be able to do anything.
Oh, yeah, like he's tired or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your insight.
All right, dear. Appreciate Good luck, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys. The lines really have filled up, so... we are now at caller 240. This is Nunu. How can I help
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm having I have like two questions. One of them is I really want to go to this school in New York for acting, and I don't know when I'll be able to do that. And, you know, as far as, like, the money situation and having the money to apply and get there. So I just want to know if you saw anything of that happening or what kind of steps I should take.
Right. Okay. You know, one of the things that I really like about your question is that life cycles are, when you talk to me, you're going to hear me getting on people's nerves about life cycles. Big time. Because life cycles are basically the time between July of one year and July of the next. And it's, you know, I talk to a lot of people that want to be singers and dancers and models, or they just, you know, they want to do something. And so one of the things that I focus in on, instead of telling people no, is where should you put your energy? When should you put your energy there? That sort of thing. Now, this is the deal. The cycle that you are currently in is actually a double cycle. It's about returning, and it's also about responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you you're not going.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it kind of seems like it may be more realistic for you to go next year. Because next year is about the sun, which represents hopes that you can really touch and feel. So what I think you probably need to do at this point is, by returning, it could mean that maybe there's some places you're supposed to go back to. And there's some responsibilities that you're supposed to put your noose around to really hone those things. And when you've accomplished this, we've got you going into the sun. Not only do you go into the sun, you're going into... three solid years that are about creativity and who you are spiritually. And this is, you know, this is your whole, this is your craft. This is your art. And it even looks like you're meeting someone while you're there, a man. It shows up as a male entity that's not only somebody that's going to help catapult you along, but also be in your life for a very long time. Okay. So it's very interesting, but it does look like you can do it. But right now, over the next 12 months, we've got to focus on just your accountability, and also it looks like you're supposed to be returning someplace. So have you moved? let me look backwards and see what's up with you. Yeah, it looks like, I've got a travel card that shows up here about 8 phases ago. So did you move about 8 months ago?
Yeah, I was in school.
Okay.
And I took a break from that and I came back home.
Okay. So what you probably need to do since you've returned, since you have come back home, and we're kind of, I think that this, it may be a double cycle because you may still be dealing with the fact that you've had to come back home. You may be feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here. Still returning, like you're emotionally still returning. It could even be that people are treating you like they treated you before you left. And so there's a part of you that's trying to escape, but you just need to face the fact that you're here. And then when we get your accountabilities and your responsibilities in order, and that could just mean that you need to, you may need to go take some basic classes somewhere else, but just something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get you that. Then we start getting you money and then, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, to go to the school that you're talking about. But no matter what, it looks like, I'm going to tell you, no matter what, even if you decide that you don't want to go to school and you want to get right into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that because next year is that sun, which means hopes that you can touch and feel, things that are right there in your face. And then you've got several years of just creativity, you with getting attention, you being artistic, you being talented, you being that person. It could be that you're just getting right into, you know, performing as opposed to into the school, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, because, what happened was I was in school for environmental science, and even though I do love science, my heart just was not there, and I wasn't doing the best that I could.
Right.
And so I left I was going to go apply to the school I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what happened is I kind of just got stuck. And
yeah.
Now I'm home, and I know what my passion is. I know where my heart wants me to go. I just feel so stuck. And so
I know you do. I know. Sometimes, because when you go home, you're literally, you went home. And I know that sometimes when you're at home, all you want to do is sleep.
Exactly.
And it's the hardest thing in the world. I remember I was going through some things, and Bill, my partner, was just trying to help me get into a situation where I could just revamp. And, you know, you've got to go back. And it's just like, you know, it's so scary to go back because you're so afraid of reverting to a person that you used to be. Or even the fact that, you know, people don't want us to grow. They are comfortable with us being the girl that used to eat all the icing off the cake or who used to, you know, steal her mom's makeup. And you know, you become that person again because it's what people expect of you. And then the next thing, and you know, why did you steal your mom's makeup when you were 13? Because I didn't have any money to buy my own. You know what I mean? So you do kind of get back into that thing. So what we've got to do is you've got to just admit that you're back.
Right.
And then you've got to start, you know, assuming some responsibilities and some accountabilities for some things, for certain things. And then you'll see where everything starts coming together. Because, you know, sometimes when I know that you went off to school before and you were studying some things that you really didn't enjoy. But now you need to just get back on the path of what it is that you really want to do. And what's so positive about this is, like I said, even if you decide that it's not school, that you just want to get right into the business and you can, go for it. Just go for it, just as long as you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Thank you very much.
All right, my dear. It's been good talking to you. All right, love. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
You too. Bye.
We have got Athena's Mind, who will be coming up next. But Miss Athena, before we talk to you, we do need to take a little bit of a break. So if everybody would just bear with me just a moment, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Nunu, and I'm speaking with Athena's Mind.
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm very good. Do you go by Athena?
Yes, that's my birth name.
Okay. All right. Well, Athena, it really is a treat to be able to speak with you, and thank you so much for listening and for sitting on hold for so long. But why don't you sit back and just share your question with me, dear?
Okay, well, in the beginning of the show, you were kind of talking about what's been going on the last week. And so I just wanted to tell you, you know, what I've been experiencing.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
It's been, you know, very similar to what you were mentioning, but I've just been feeling a really super deep sadness.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, for me, it's the children. I've been thinking a lot about children and child abuse, whether it's sexual abuse or verbal or violent or whatever. For some reason, for me, it's the children. And it's so weird. It's just like I can't believe that we live in a world where people can hurt each other as much as they do. And it's like I've always thought this, but for some reason this week, it's like I just want to get up and scream about it, and I wish there was something I can do, and I sob, and I sob, and I sob, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I really do understand, and, you know, whether it's, when you're talking about, you know, the way that just, you know, the grief of other people is just really, really, really tearing you apart. If you think about it, this particular Mercury retrograde, you know, it started on the 15th of July. My goodness, I wish it would be over on the 16th of July. But it's really going to be over around the 8th of August. And this retrograde is basically happening within the constellation of Leo. Okay? Now, the thing is, Leo is very much about financial things. But if you think about it, if you think about things more metaphysically and put gold and green money and all that kind of stuff to the side, what is the most important commodity in this world when it comes to humanity but the children? And when you are trying to fathom the world for people who have been traumatized, who've been terrorized, when all they were doing was, I mean, just imagine you're living in a land of giants and you're really little and you've got giants that give you everything. And then next thing you know, you've got giants punching you or giants that are pushing their bodies on you. I mean, it's horrific. It's horrifying. And so you as who you are, and if you think about Athena, remember Athena's little friend Nike? And she was real tiny, and and you know, she carried Nike around with her, and you know, she wasn't a child, but she was tiny. You know what I mean? So here you are, Athena the goddess, carrying around or thinking about, you know, the children, the Nikes, so to speak, in the world.
Yeah.
And actually what I've done is I've kind of gone backwards here in your life just to kind of see what it is that, you know, some things that you've witnessed or some things that are really, 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 you know, working on you right now. And it does look like, and you can tell me how you feel about this, but it does look like when we go back to your beginnings, so to speak, you have seen, you have witnessed children, you have witnessed friends, you know, maybe even in your own life, but I don't, you know, ever want to put anyone on blast, that have been traumatized and just basically terrorized by the giants that are supposed to be protecting them. And so I think that you're really, what's going on with you in this retrograde is you're thinking about the valuables in this world. You're thinking about just the coins that are deposited into the minds of the kids. You know what I mean? So everything that's happening makes sense on such a huge scale. I know that I was reading, you know, we're all experiencing our own forms of grief. And I was reading something that somebody was saying about, you know, basically, you know, what did you bring to the table, you know, for the person who's hurt you? You know, you came with nothing, you left with nothing, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you think about that, okay, fine. But you're also, but you also have to think about smaller people, because that's exactly where my mind went. It's like, well, what about kids that actually come to the table with nothing except for wanting, you know, a piece of the pie because, you know, they're children, you know, and then they walk away with a big old piece of poop. You know, what about this? So, you know, it's there's a lot of things that are told to us to make sense of things in a world as adults. But as children, we're supposed to just take it and accept it because sometimes life sucks. And you know, kids are a lot of times supposed to feel as if the world is just, you know, big people stuff that's happening to them. And one day they'll get it and they'll appreciate it. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. you know, the way that you have been responding is just, it's to simplify it, because it's bigger than this, but to simplify it. It's just that you're counting, you know, the coins, the diamonds, the pearls, whatever valuables are on the table for people that are basically the least of us. And it's just not fair. It's not fair. And so it's really been ripping you up, because these are going to be people that are bigger at some point. But, you know, if you do believe in the fact that energy, souls are infinite, so to speak, and energy just keeps going round and round and round, you know, in the pre-agreed, in our pre-agreed lives that we've chosen, you know, it makes you kind of wonder what today's children, who are tomorrow's giants, are going to do with us when we go back through again, you know? So it's just, it's infinite.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
It's infinite, and it's something that's just, it'll make you just, your mind blow up if you really let it. So, you know, but it,
you know, for me, I'm living in the Middle East. I'm in Jordan, and I have been really seeing how much an impact that not nurturing your children makes on the adults. You know what
right.
I mean? And on all the adults. And here, when you have little babies, everybody's so nice to little babies. They hold them and cuddle them, and then it just gets to like, maybe 3 years old, and it's just like cut. You know what I mean?
Right.
The love is shut off. There's
yeah.
no hugs, and it's just everything's strict. There's, you know, the child is not to be respected. And I see the families that are older that I know that, you know, grew up like this. And I see the coldness, and I just see it just keep getting passed, recycled over and over. And I think, we need education, you know, and so I keep wanting to, you know, do something about it, but I don't speak Arabic, and I'm worried that it's taboo, you know, like when I bring it up to
right.
locals, they say,
right.
oh, well, you can't change Jordan, you know, you can't just walk in here with your Western mind and try and change the minds of the people, and I'm
right.
like, well, I'm not trying to change the minds of the people, I'm just trying to, like, maybe teach them better parenting skills. You know, like, there's no super nanny on television over here.
Right.
You know, you think what that show did for all those parents that, you know, maybe didn't know how to discipline their child, you know?
Right. It's such a huge thing. Athena, this is so big. I mean, this is bigger, because this is bigger than you even realize, because you've got to remember that, you know, the fact that you are a woman is, I mean, you know, I don't even have to go into that.
Yeah.
But it's just that, you know, there's nothing sacred about childhood. I mean, you just want some kids to be able to be some kids, you know what I mean? And not just be treated like tiny thieves that could get their hands cut off. You know, you just want kids to go through childhood and have some cookies and some Disneyland and just something so they can appreciate youth before they have to deal with the horrors of reality. And I don't mean, and I'm not just saying that because they're over there. I'm actually talking about
everything.
The horrors of having to show up to work every day and pretend to be something you're not so you can get a freaking check. You know what I mean? It's not just about that. It's just about, you know, whatever we have to do. You know, I was so exhausted yesterday, and I was talking with my mom, and I have a daughter who is just so, she's just so aware. And it's just nuts, some of the things that she says sometimes. But I'll say things, and I'll think that I'm just saying it under my breath, but she really gets it. and she'll just laugh. And my mom is like, what are you guys talking about? But I was, she was talking about something, and I was just like, you know what? I can't wait till somebody just offers me a red or a blue pill. You know, thinking about the Matrix, I just want to wake up. You know what I mean? Just get me out of this, you know?
Yeah.
Just joking around, and my daughter just got it, and she was cracking up, and my mother's like, what are you talking about? Because she probably thought I was really talking about, you know, overdosing on red or blue pills. But it's not that. It's just that, I mean, I really do get where you are, and it's so circular, and it goes around and around and around and around. And you can try. I mean, you really can try, but you've got to try in an arena, that is actually going to be one afforded to you. So even if that means that you got to go back to the States or Canada, or even, you know, somewhere that's just, you know, that just appreciates what you're talking about and work with the Middle Eastern children in that society, I think that's probably going to be a better bet. Because over there, I mean, you do one wrong move and, you know, you're set on fire. You know what I mean? So you just, You gotta pick the outlet or the voice. But I really do know where you're coming from.
Well,
I do.
You know, it's true about that, you know, about like the set on fire. I mean, I have done research about different things, and, you know, kind of the reality hit me of where I am, because I tend to have, you know, I'm the person walking around in the rose colored glasses, you know, oh, everything's gonna be okay. But honestly, for whatever reason, I don't have any fear. Like, I really feel that I'm protected. I totally believe in angels and God, and you know, that's how I live my life. That's how I get my messages. How I know which direction to go is, you know, by an earwig shows up and I'll look it up on the internet, and it'll be like, oh, there's my answer, you know. but then on the other hand, sometimes I'll just look at myself and I'm like, what in the world am I doing? Am I crazy? Do I need to just go back to America? But the thought of me being in America, it just doesn't feel right.
Just
doesn't feel right. So I was wondering if there's anything in the cards that might say that.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, when I was looking, because that's what I was looking at to kind of see, you know, what you've gone through that's going to bring you to this place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It does, I mean, to get your sword, it basically says you've got to leave there, which is basically saying to get your control, to get your discipline, to get your structure. I mean, I know you're over there for a reason, and you're over there, but remember, you're over there for a bigger reason than the reason, okay? You know, you're over there for your purpose, but then the thing is, it's like you're over there to witness something so that when you come back, you know, you're striking out in a way that's actually productive and progressive. And so you've just, you know, it's kind of frustrating, but the cycle that you're going through in regards to this situation is actually called reciprocation, which is gifts given, gifts received, which is not actually telling you to give anything. It's just telling you to take it, take the messages that you're being given. And then your next cycle is actually called, it's actually a card that represents get rich schemes that don't work out. And that's not telling you that, you know, to try to make money fast and easy, but it's telling you that there's going to be some things that kind of come and go, come and go, come and go. So, I mean, what I kind of feel like, and because I want to stop talking about cycles and talk about months for just a moment, I've got four phases before my judgment card falls out. And then after my judgment card, it says leaving a place. Are you supposed to be there till around November?
I have no deadline. I'm actually married to a Jordanian. I moved my entire life over here, and he's been nothing but evil. And
And I was going to say something. I was actually going to say something, but I didn't want to say it because, like I said, I never want to put people on blast.
Right.
But I was actually going to say you went over there for not without my daughter, and but I didn't. I didn't want to just throw that out there like that, like, you know, in jest, because I do know that you're over there really seeing how, you know, how this particular, I don't want to generalize. I never want to generalize because there's wonderful people from everywhere, but just how this particular person has basically fleeced you into going over there. And now he's showing you that he is exactly what he was, you know, he really did drink the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? He really is a part of that culture. No matter what he tried to get away from. You know, it's kind of frustrating because I know a lot of people who may have been taught to be one way, and then they went to school or whatever, you know, then they stop trying to be that way. But when you actually get them back home, like I was talking to the caller before you about going back home and how you really start to become, you know, what you are according to other people, that sort of thing. So now that you're there, I mean, you know, I mean, you just got to go. And so basically it looks like you're leaving in a phase of four. So hopefully it's 4 days, but if it's realistically 4 months, you know, you've got to get yourself in a situation to get out of there, because that's the only way you're going to get your sword back. And then when we get you to next summer, this is where it looks like you're dealing with people that we're kind of talking about as far as helping but remember, these people are coming and going. So it's not going to be very easy to convince people that the way that they have been taught is wrong. And not only that, but whenever we try to show people what we believe, we get our own lessons too. So you got to, you know, we've just got to be really careful. We got to be really careful, really, really careful.
So does it show me going back to the States? Because I feel a huge draw to Egypt.
Well, if you want to go to Egypt, go to Egypt. You know, if you want to go to Monaco, go to Monaco. You know, if you want to get up a little bit higher, if you want to just get the heck out of, you know, get the heck out of Africa and the Middle East period, then go for that too. You know what I mean? But the thing is, you know, I just don't see you there very long. And with you being drawn to other places, that's all good. But the thing is, I think that ultimately you probably will be back somewhere where you can be taken seriously. And so even if you're in England, that's all good. You know what I mean? If you don't want to go back to the U.S., I totally understand why. But, you know, just get yourself eventually, I think, you know, in your journey, because remember, your next cycle is about coming and going, that sort of thing. You may be going different places. If you can afford to stop here and stay there for a bit and then stop somewhere else and stay somewhere else, you know, just however it translates into your life, you know. Mm-hmm. But I, as far as something that's more local, I don't think you'll be where you are for much longer.
Okay. And so is this cycle, the one that you were talking about that starts in July, is that for everybody or just for the caller?
It's something that, from what I can tell, is it's in general for everyone. You know, I remember talking to somebody once, and their cycle had started at the very end of May. You know what I mean? But it's just, there's always something that happens in the summertime that triggers what's going to be happening with us over the next 12 months. And so I basically got it narrowed down to July. It's like a universal fiscal year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting to know. Yeah, and it's also, thank you so much for the show, because, you know, I've just been feeling, I don't have any friends over here, so I have nobody to talk to, and I keep trying to be positive, because I know that it's very important as a light worker to keep the faith, keep the positive, what you want, don't look at what you don't want, and all of that going, yet in my heart, I have this deep disparity, you know what I mean, that I just want to sob and I want to cry, and I've been torn. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I just want to lay down and bury my head and cry. But then at the same point, am I supposed to be crying, or am I supposed to be like going, oh no, everything's going to be happy, you know? So it's helped a lot. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I got cut off. For the most part, though, what I was saying is that, hold on just a moment, dear. I've got to make sure I'm all reconnected well. Okay. For the most part, though, what I was saying is that as somebody who works with energy, or someone that's a healer, someone that's a teacher, I sometimes feel like we get our doses of medicine harder than everybody else, because we have to be able to help people. And we can't help people with something that we don't fully understand.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
It's like, it's one of those things that it's, you know, and it's very, very, very frustrating, because sometimes you wonder, why can't I just have a normal life? You know?
I know.
But in our contract, in our pre-agreed contract, that's the way I put it. You know, that I think that's why things happen the way they happen.
Gotcha.
Okay. So just remember that. Okay. We try to come on every week. So if you need to hear some voice of whatever you want to call it, sanity, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will, yeah, because next week we'll still be in Mercury retrograde, so it'll be interesting to see if there's any difference between this week's energies and next week's energies,
you know? I am so beat by this retrograde. I'm serious. I think the next one I'm just going to probably try to sleep through the whole thing.
It seems like my whole life I hear it. It's just like, oh, well, Mercury is retrograde. I'm like, when is that planet going straight?
Well, it's the smallest planet and it's closest to the sun. So sometimes it's in retrograde 3 times, sometimes 4 times a year.
Oh, that's it? It feels like 30 times
a
year.
Well, I know. Well, thing is, if you're closely attached to the source, you know, you're going to feel it a month in advance, and then you got 3 weeks of dealing with it, and then a month later. So it's literally, you know, all the time. It really, and you've got like maybe 2 or 3 weeks where things are okay. And you know, Bill, he feels it and even harder than a lot of other people do. And I don't even know if he's even aware of that because I see it. I mean, he feels it hard. So, you know, it affects a lot of people more than others.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep, and then as soon as that one goes straight, another one goes retrograde.
I know. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, you know?
But it does have a different effect. I know that there's, you know, depending on your chart and stuff, sometimes it's actually good for you. So,
yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'll tune in. Thank you so much, and I'll let
you
get your other callers. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was so nice and refreshing. Everybody, just give us a break for just a moment. We're going to play another song real quickly, and then we'll be back, and we'll be talking to caller at 347. This is Nunu, and we are on the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Your body in my eyes, I breathe to know you. What are you saying tonight? Oh, will you stay here tonight? Will you carry me down again? Like a faceless man.
Hi, this is Nunu. You know, I have wanted to do a radio show for a while, and a few nights before, I decided to start a blog talk radio show. I had a dream that Bill and I and some other people I didn't know were floating freely in space. We had on no spacesuits or anything like that. We were just floating, trying to find our way back home. When we finally saw Earth, it was either blown out or rotting out. It was just kind of decayed looking and just crazy looking. And there was no water. There was no water. It was all gone. The continents were just land masses, and they were just kind of floating around unattached. And in my dream, we landed on the planet with the goal in mind to fit back in. I remember a little bit about us hiding in a barn or being hidden in a barn or something like that. But anyway, people that had like a healthy appearance or that looked taken care of were targets. You know, people were hunting them down. And, you know, soon we realized that the people on Earth were just not the same anymore. So as a natural-born healer and an empath, I've come to realize that my current role in life is to help. So whether I'm assisting people in divining their own life paths or just simply helping them see, I am here to just spiritually serve. Caller 347, this is Nunu. How may I help you?
Good afternoon, Nunu. My name is Sharia. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Sharia. I'm saying your name correct, right?
Sharia.
Okay. All right, well, Sharia, how can I help you?
I have been going through a transition period, and it's quite not finished yet. I'm in anticipation as far as career and moves. Well, actually, my move, securing my home, is my prime target. And completing one phase of my journey for right now. So I just wanted to know, do you see any opening as far as moving? Am I relocating in the proper direction? And also, as far as job search, it's going for me because I have been putting in resumes and filling out applications online and store.
Okay. I understand. So what we need to know, we're asking our guides just to kind of move us past the place of frustration, to move us past pain and move us past confusion and just get us to where, you know, you will have your job and where you can actually see, you know, your home, your new home, and whether or not one of those things has to happen before the other. Okay, but basically, what we want is we're looking for something that's less about what should I do and more about what's just going to happen. Okay,
right, the solution. Yeah.
Let me see what we got going on here. Okay. Are you going through a divorce? Or a serious separation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Also, real quickly, has he already left, or are you the one that's supposed to be leaving?
Both.
Okay. Okay. So you basically are supposed to be getting that. Both of you guys are supposed to be leaving out of that home.
Well, he already had left. He was never a part of the home.
Now, I know the reason I'm asking you this is because there's some stuff that's going on here, and I'm trying to see if this means this is what's happening or if this is something that's part of the problem. But basically, this is the deal, and I want to keep this very simple so that you don't get overwhelmed. And the month of September is where it looks like you're working. And you're supposed to be a high priestess. Now, a high priestess is somebody who takes care of people in some way. So if you're literally taking care of people, if you're doing customer service work, which is still serving people, if you are even, you know, just human resources, you're whatever you're going to find work at, it's going to be something that has you serving people in some way, okay? And that actually looks like it's happening around the 5th or 6th of September, okay? That's around the day, all right? Now, a little while after that, it says happy home, two phases later. So even if that means it's 2 months later, 2 weeks later, it's you know, your home situation, which means you're going to have your home situation solved. So apparently we've got to look at work, and then the home situation is supposed to be satisfied. Now, as far as the serious breakup, in your story here, he still looks like he's kind of needling. Is he still bothering you, or still trying to carry on with you in some way?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's and fine. I know I allow it to.
Okay. Well, there's a point where it looks like he finally does stop. Okay. He finally does stop. Now, I'm going to ask you another odd question. But is he married himself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It actually does look like he's going to get a divorce, but it doesn't look like it's until the next cycle, which starts next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like it's actually next year. It looks like it's going to be in 2014. So if you're ever wondering if he's ever going to do it, yeah, it's going to happen. But it doesn't look like it's yet.
So that was one of the issues within the 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So those are some definitive answers for you. If you ever wonder if he's going to stop that relationship, yes. But it kind of seems like you may need to stop your thing with him in order for him to get to the place where he stops treating you like your medicine. And he goes on mm-hmm. ahead and he gets straight sick. Sometimes the only way we can get better is to get sick. And Soraya, I know that this is not easy. I really, really do. I know it's not an easy thing, but if you're trying to focus on what's really, really important to you, we've got you working soon. We got you into a safer, happier home situation. And it does look like eventually your situation with him separates, and then he's actually dealing with his real issues, so that you can kind of have some clarity on that, okay?
Thank you.
All right, dear. I wish you the best, and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I definitely will.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mary Lou, it's Nunu. How can I help you?
I would love a message from Spirit. Or if I have to be specific, I would love to ask about my love life.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Remember, you just relax. You just breathe. Okay. All right. We got a story. I just need to see what's going on with you. It looks like you have history with an individual, but right now you're on your own. And hold on just a moment. It's saying that here around, I guess this is December time, it looks like this break that you guys have been on, it looks like he's coming back around. Let me stop for just a moment, because I just need to make sure that I'm even reading your messages correctly. What I've been telling you so far, is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Now, my timing is what's kind of bothering me. I kind of needed to stop for just a minute because my timing, I feel like my timing may be a little off, but it does look like here in, you know, honestly, I'm going to stop for just a moment. It could be something that's going on in about 5 weeks, okay? In about 5 weeks, it says that the person who has withdrawn after hearing nothing and after basically being miserable comes back. And it looks like that the return is for a lot of sharing, I mean, you know, for all kinds of awesome things, but then it looks like he pulls away again. So,
him.
Sorry?
That sounds like him.
Yeah. So, what you're being told is, when your truth is kind of just basically revealed to you, so to speak, he's a seeker. He'll be seeking things out. When he finds out whatever is really going on with you, he disconnects. So I think if you don't like this, you've got to let it go. If you are cool with it, you just know he'll be back. He always comes back.
Well, eventually, though, wouldn't you think I'd just move on?
Yeah, but sometimes we have to do this till it's dust. Sometimes we have to be beaten upside the head with it, so to speak, you know? And nobody can judge you. No one can judge you for that. But like I said, it does look like you know, you pretty much know exactly what's up with this person. Now, if you want to kind of put this to the side and see about meeting a whole brand new person, period. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Oh, looky. Yeah, you've got somebody coming into the picture. You've got several somebodies coming into the picture. Seriously, you've got a couple of different people coming around you. I'm going to tell you, if you just kind of go with your flow and just, you know, be the river, so to speak, it looks like you're probably going to meet about two or three more people. And then you've got this person coming in. He carries a sword, which is a way of saying whatever he does, he's got to be very disciplined and structured. So he could be a military guy. He could be a mechanic. He could be a surgeon. He could be the mailman. You know, whatever he does, you know, he's either disciplined or in a uniform. Okay. And this looks like it's happening. My timing is a little choppy just because it seems like it's something that could happen soon. It doesn't look like it's going to be, you know, next year or anything like that. It actually looks like it could be in September or October. So, but just remember, you're meeting a cluster of people, and in that you meet this person, and then you move forward from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Mary Lou, it's been good talking to you today.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, love. Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Our lines just all of a sudden just blew up, guys. So I am going to, I really do need to take a little small break for just real quickly. And then when we come back, we're going to take caller 786. I'm going to try to get to everybody. So try to keep your questions, you know, to one, you know, because I do have a habit of talking way too much and just, you know, just losing it. So bear with me just a moment, friends, and we'll be right back. That song always messes me up. Oh, this is Nunu, and you are listening to the Broken Earth Radio Show, and I'm about to take a caller.
Mark, caller, I don't see it.
Hi, caller 786. It's Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Yes, yes. One second. Yes, it's Geralda.
Oh, Geralda, how are you? You okay?
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? I was trying to run out of this building.
No, I can hear you okay, Geralda. And thank you for holding. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay. It's been okay. It was okay a week. My birthday is July 22nd, 85.
You had a birthday the other day. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Geralda.
Thank you.
And so tell me how your birthday went with John.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
It went well, actually. It went well. He got me a cake and a card, and it was sweet. I didn't expect it. And so it was nice, and we just hung out all day together. He left work early Saturday and Sunday and spent it with me, so it was a nice weekend.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah,
really,
but this is my question, though, which is kind of disappointing. Today, I was looking, because he and I met online, and I
right.
And he told me he closed his account, so I was like, okay, I believe them. So I opened, it was been weeks, so I opened up another account, but just for friendship, because I'm not looking to date anybody else, and he knows that. I've been very honest with him. And whose profile I see is his, but under another screen name, and says he's looking to date still, and it's just kind of really hurt me. And I just kind of wish, I guess, he was honest with me. So I'm kind of confused with the mixed signals, because he seems to be falling in love with me, but at one moment, maybe not, because he still had to lie and go make another profile to, I guess, you know.
Right.
So it's
okay.
Confusing, and honestly, I haven't said anything. I just called him and said and left him a message that we needed to talk, but I was going to text him that, you know, about it, but I don't know what I should do yet.
Hold on.
He's a really good liar.
And I understand. Hold on just a moment. Just a second, hon. Okay. All right. This is the deal. We need to just basically focus on the next 2 or 3 weeks, okay? Because it does look like over the next 2 or 3 weeks, he's going to get it, you know, he's going to straighten it up, okay? He's going to dump it all out. He is going to dump it out. The process to dumping it out, honestly, I'm a little frustrated here, Geralda, because it just basically looks like there's not really a bridge in between him cutting all this crap off and being straight up with you, which is basically not saying he's confessing what he's done, but just sort of only seeing you. The line, the card that stands in between today and then is called, it's the upside down Ten of Cups. Now, the upside down Ten of Cups, in every deck of cards is different, just like every reader is different. You know, I was talking to an amazing hoodoo psychic earlier, and she was, you know, she asked me if I was familiar with tarot, and I was like, sure. And so she was telling me, her cards and kind of explaining things. And, you know, remember, sometimes they're just way different. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean the reader is wrong. It just means that the messages come from different places. In my deck, or the way that I see the Ten of Cups, I imagine the Ten of Cups is basically a banquet table full of every food that you can ever imagine, every drink you can ever imagine, everything that's just delicious and wonderful. And when the Ten of Cups is upside down, which is basically the bridge between you and his honesty and all that good stuff, mm-hmm. it just means that you know, something has happened that has basically gone, you know, the table's just gotten turned upside down, food is everywhere, glass is broken, it's just crazy town. I think probably he just has to realize that he's addicted to the internet, he's addicted to sitting there looking at profiles, he's got to realize that it's not getting him anywhere. He's got to maybe even meet somebody and meet that person when they pull off their pants, they got a penis. Whatever it is that he has to go through to get him to understand the difference between what's happening with you in Crazy Town, it looks like it's taken him about another 2 weeks to get there. And then it says that things are going to start being pretty decent for you guys, and you're being told to focus on basically the next 3 months. Taking it a little bits at a time, okay?
Should I confront him about it? Because I haven't said anything yet, but should I confront him about it? Should I tell him, like, you know, I feel like he was dishonest with me. I wish he would have told me before, because he seems, like I said, to be falling in love with me, and I think he is.
I don't think you should say anything about it. And the reason I don't think you should say anything about it is because it's going to come. It's going to sound so stupid, but you were on there too. And you know what I mean. And I know why. And you don't have to explain it to me. I get it. But the thing
is, he went on there and I'm not defending, but he lied. He actually had the first profile.
Oh, I know. I mean, I get it.
Completely.
He told you it was off, I understand.
And the one I opened, it says strictly platonic. I don't even have a picture of it. Just friendship, looking for other theater majors, stuff like that. Kept it
right.
Very straightforward, male and female friends. And his is dating, and all. I have, you know, I have nothing like that on there.
I really do get it. I mean, I really do understand, and I know that there's a part of you that doesn't want to be taken as a fool. You know,
yeah.
There's another, and I also understand that devil, thy name is internet. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going to tell you psychically, I don't think that you should say anything. I just think that psychically, I see him just not doing it anymore. I see him taking it down and him just being focused on you. So I think that if this is the way he just has to get there, is to just go through whatever crazy town he needs to go to, let him just go through that and get to that place. But the phase that he's going through right now is called a warrior for what's right. And so just let him get there. And remember, what we're with the retrograde that we're going through right now too, I wouldn't make any stands. I really wouldn't make any stands at all right now. And it's not because you're a sucker, and it's not because he's pulling one over on you. It's just that, you know, it's the train ride he's got to get to where he understands that this is, you know, you're a real girl, you're normal, you're looking, and when I say normal, I mean, you know, you're looking for, you know, you're not trying to get involved with crazy stuff. And it looks like he'll get there.
Maybe, okay. I was thinking, I was just asking, maybe he needs to make sure that what he wants in his life, maybe if he needs to look around, because I don't want to just be sitting here like it's okay, and
I
smile
understand.
On my face, you know, it's kind of hard
If you want to do that, if you want to have that conversation with him, at least get out of this Mercury retrograde before you do it.
Which is when?
The 8th of August.
Oh, really? Okay.
seriously, just, you know, relinquish control for just a little bit. And I'm telling you this, sweetie, because I have to do it too.
Okay.
Let go for just a little bit so that you can get there and he can get there.
Maybe I should have some time apart. Should I just ignore him and tell him we need some space?
Well, I mean, if you really think that you just cannot control what you say, then yeah.
And not only that, another thing I found out, he was pretty straightforward. And he told me, like, his ex-girlfriend, they were together for 8 years and separated for 3 years, but he talks to her almost every other day. She'll text him. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's taking time and attention away from our relationship. Since I feel like I'm being played, like, for a fool, and that's not okay, too. And on top of that, this. So it's kind of like, I want to make sure I'm not wasting my time. And he's not just a really good actor.
I understand what you mean. And from what I can tell, I don't think you're wasting your time. I don't think that he's a just, I just, you know, I just think that he just needs to get to the finish line in his own race, not yours.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna tell you, I don't think you're wrong. When I tell you this stuff, don't feel like I'm telling you that you're wrong, you know, because I'm not. I know what it's like to be with somebody that's so awesome that they are just like, you know, they're cutting the past out. They're worried about, you know, you feeling safe, you know, really trying to practice that golden rule type thing where I'm only going to treat you the way I want to be treated. And I'm telling you that I honestly get it. I really do understand where you are. I really, really, really do. But from, you know, being in one really, really, really real good relationship is it has helped me see that no matter what we tell people, no matter how we try to orchestrate it, they do whatever they want to do, and you may as well not just tear them up. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yes, and but remember, I don't think you're wasting your time because we've seen really positive things. He's just got to get there.
Okay, so you said the next 2 to 3 weeks. He'll be out of town for a week, so.
Well, just over the next 2 or 3 weeks, it looks like he's going to have all this stuff cut out, and then he's only focused on you, and then you're being told to only focus on the next 3 months.
Why is that?
That's just where time stops. I mean, it's not saying that's when the world stops. That's just where my timing stopped, and so when I go backwards, it's just saying to take this in small portions.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Yin-Yu.
All right, Mo. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, I'm talking with caller 402. This is Nunu.
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, dear, very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Kind of, right? Kind of okay.
Yeah.
Well, sweetie, what's your question?
Do you need my birth date or anything?
Sure, what's your birthday?
6/28/87.
Okay, and well, what's your question?
My question is that I think I've been with my boyfriend since 2009, and I have 5 kids, but me and him have 2 kids together. And he started this new job, and he's been acting different. And I just have a feeling that he's not being faithful.
Because 5 kids is not enough.
Yeah.
Does. Oh, what's his name, Ashley?
His name is Eloy.
Eloy? Okay, hold on just a moment here. Let me see what's up. Now, remember, I need you to really relax. I need you just to kind of take some nice, good, deep breaths. We don't want to get caught up in what you're scared of, thinking that's if it's the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you just relax. If you need to rub your hands along the couch or something that so that you can feel something different, do that for yourself. That helps sometimes.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment. Has he not been very interested in intimacy lately?
Yes, he has
okay.
not. And he's
okay.
done weird things.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
As far, can I tell you the weird things?
Yeah, yeah.
It's personal, but he shaved his pubic area, and he's never done that before, ever. And when I didn't find out until like 3 days later because we're not intimate.
Right.
And when I ask him, I just get simple answers to questions that I ask.
Okay. I'm not trying to interrupt you, sweetheart. I'm really not trying to interrupt you, but it just occurred to me that, you know, my daughter's kid friends may be listening, and they're 12. I'm going to tell you something. And so if they're listening, you guys need to log off for just a second or mute it or go get a drink or something. But he is not cheating on you. He is addicted to porn.
Okay.
He's looking online.
Okay. Well, with the new job that he has, he works with females, and he didn't like the job at first, and
right.
now all of a sudden he likes it, and he, like, lies about, like, simple little stuff, and so I just wonder if he lies to me about bigger issues.
Right. Well, it says he's wasting his time on, and then these people that he's, whoever it is he's wasting his time on, it starts off as, it looks like this person's in a box. Let me ask you something. What kind of work does he do?
He does, he packages meat.
He's packaging meat,
mm-hmm.
but he works with a lot of women. See,
yeah.
There are, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's so many women here that it looks like he's watching. I mean, I could see maybe he's watching women at work, you know what I mean? But seriously, whatever he's doing, it looks like he's plugging into a box. That's why I'm telling you, I think he's looking at internet porn.
Okay.
And that's why he's shaving and acting like that. But I really don't see him cheating straight up. It looks like he's just, you know, he's been plugging into something different. I do know that, and this is just something I have, you know, the type of industry he works in, does he by chance work with a lot of lesbians?
No, it's a lot of Hispanics, and he's Cuban himself.
He is? Okay, because, but there's, okay, all right. And I know that sometimes, like, when I've worked around a lot of women, there have been, like, people would go to those places that are, like, the dildo shops. Sorry
mm-hmm.
to sound like this. But, the women were just nasty. They would talk crazy and nasty, whatever. You know what I mean? But he
mm-hmm.
honestly and truthfully, I mean, it does look like you guys are having some issues. It does look like he's plugging into, like I said, it looks like he's plugging into a box. It's pornography. So if he is hanging out with these people, or if he is doing something, it looks like he's kind of, I don't see him actually cheating on you with a person. It looks like his interest is in just whatever freaky stuff is going on in this quote-unquote box, so to speak.
Okay. I know. I think I've caught him, and I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. But no, he's not cheating on you with a person. Okay?
Does that mean, like, what he's looking at, does that mean, like, he might be bi-curious himself?
He could be. I mean, you know what? I mean, it could also be that, you know, you guys got a bunch of kids, stuff is just going the way it goes, and he's just, you know, just his mind is just getting freaky. You know, but it looks like it's a phase. It doesn't look like it's something that's going to be going on forever or even much longer.
Okay.
I honestly would, I mean, if you have the patience to get past, you know, November time, he'll be done with that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck. Okay,
right.
Sweetie? Okay.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is caller 253. This is Nunu. How can I help you? Hello, I'm connecting to caller 386. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, sweetie. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Yes, my name is Sheena, and my birth date is 11/18/84.
Did you say Sheena or Gina?
Sheena with an S.
Okay, all right. Well, Sheena, it's really nice to be able to speak with you, but why don't you just ask me your question?
Okay. So I want to know what you see for me and my guy named Kevin. We have a history together, and so I'm kind of wondering how he feels about me and where you see it going.
Okay. And this is Kevin. Hold on just a moment, sweetie. Remember, you just relax.
Oops, sorry.
Okay. Just relax and just breathe, and let's see what's going on with you and Kevin. Okay. Dang. Is Kevin in another relationship right now?
I'm not quite sure. It's a possibility.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to go for broke. It does look like he's in a relationship right now. It does look like he's kind of committed up. It also looks like he does like you too. It does look like, you know, there's something up with that. Now this is the deal, though. If you go for it, because there's a lot of stuff that it looks like you have control of here. If you go for it, it looks like you're basically on your path to a nice, frustrating, it's a double triangular thing going on here, which is basically saying you, him, and her, and then there's another triangular thing going on here, too. Like, maybe if you met somebody else and him and you, or her and him and someone else. You know what I'm saying? It just looks like there's this thing where it's more than just two people, more than three, about four different weird things going on here.
And oh, my God.
And it actually says, but this is the twist, Sheena. It actually is saying that there's delay to a positive outcome, which is basically saying to you that over time, you really could probably end up with him. But if you go for it right now, it's going to just be this. It's just going to be soap opera city. It's just a soap opera.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you get how he just likes me, or I mean, because we dated like 2 years ago, and I think that he fell in love with me. I'm not sure.
Well, you got to remember, one of the things that I know I get on a lot of people's nerves because I use words for what they exactly truly mean. You can't love somebody. You cannot love somebody unless that person is really, really with you, because love is touch, quality time, services, gifts, and reciprocation. I mean, we can have compassionate love. We can have this thing where we live and exist in the ether of love. You know what I mean? That's something that we all aspire for. Like, that's one of the things I work for myself. But the thing is, but when it's down to what we're talking about, the boy and girl thing, he really cares about you. The guy likes you. But until you're actually plugged into one another individually, that's where we're talking love stuff. Okay.
Okay.
But remember, it does look like if you go and you say, you know what, I want to do this, let's go. He'll see you. He'll date you. It's all good. It's just that all this other stuff is still going on, and it just looks like it's a soap opera.
Can you sense that what happened was, I just feel like we have unfinished business, because the first time around he was falling in love with me and I felt the same way. Mm-hmm. I just did not express it and I wasn't ready. Do you feel that before that was what was going on? Was he falling in bad? Had he fallen in love with me
before when he was with you, he really does have this energy about him where he's trying to, you know, be the king of the world with you. So yeah, I really do believe this guy was where you want him to be right now, but you weren't ready for that. And now now you are, and he's like doing something different. So it's very frustrating. It's very, very frustrating, but you know, we all get to where we're supposed to be eventually. It's just not always on everybody else's time schedule. But remember,
right,
this doesn't, I can see where you are on the right track, and that it does look like you guys really could end up together. It just looks like your road is a little bit more twisty than, you know, than straightforward right now.
Yeah, you know why? Because if there's something that I don't want to do, I won't do it. Like, I contacted him, and he wanted to see me, and I was like, no, not yet. Mm-hmm. You know, because something inside of me, you know, says, no, not just yet. So I think that was what happened the first time, and it's still happening now. But I really want to, you know, be sure that he can be with me and be loyal, not with other women, while he's with
right.
me.
Right.
Do you see that happening? Him being actually loyal. like.
Yeah, honestly, eventually I do. I really, really do. But remember, if we're going to break it down to cycles, and cycles are the time between July and July, basically, it looks like you've got a couple of cycles to go through before it's just about you guys together. So basically, we got to get through this summer and next year, so to speak. We got to get through next summer and all that, and then you're at a place where it looks like it's, everything is slowed down and it's just about you guys. So,
wow. Okay.
But remember, if you want to start seeing him, he would see you tomorrow.
I know
but you,
he would.
But you still
he
have to deal
that.
With this soap opera. Yeah.
He has no problem with admitting that. I'll see you tomorrow. You know, I want to see you tomorrow. And I'm like, no, let's wait. I have to. Me, I want everything lined up and everything perfect, because there's still some things that I want to do, I need to do with me, like go to school and get my finances right before I can do that.
Right. Well, I understand. I really do, Sheena. Well, we have about 11 minutes left, so let me get some more callers. And it's been nice talking to you, dear.
You too.
All right. For anybody who wants a private reading, remember, you can contact me through Facebook under Psychic Nunu. And also, every week we try to show up here for you guys on the Broken Earth radio show. And I am taking caller 714. Caller 714, this is Nunu. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, dear. I'm very good. Can I have your name and your birth date?
My name is Carlos.
All right, and your birthday?
Oh, it's 12/28/1985.
Well, Carlos, why don't you share your question with me?
I would love it if you could just tap in and see what's coming up for me. And
okay. Carlos, if you would, just relax and just breathe, and we're just going to see what you've got to look forward to, like, over the next 2 months, okay? But remember, just let go. We're asking our guides to just show us what's up with Carlos. Okay. Basically, hold on just a moment. What is upside down? Okay, here on the other side of this, it says read the spread backwards. Come and go. Okay. Are you in a relationship or a quasi relationship with somebody that keeps coming and going?
No, I'm not at the moment.
Okay, let me ask you one more question. This could be about your career, and I'm saying that because you show up holding a sword, and so I just want to make sure what this means. Because it's about winning people over, but have you been trying to get into a job or get into a place?
Yeah, I'm trying to start my own business, and part of that is coming up with a radio show with a good friend.
Okay. But what about the money part?
I'm a massage therapist, so that goes along with winning people over.
Okay. So basically, I'm gonna kind of keep this very simple.
Okay.
There's a point here where it looks like there's something that you keep doing, because it says that you keep going around and around with circles. You keep going around and around in circles, but you're hitting this thing that's called get rich scheme. Now, a lot of times when we're dealing with money, that's called a get-rich scheme, so to speak, there's something that you're doing that you should probably only be doing once and then cashing out, but it looks like you continue to do this. So if you know a place where you can do, you know, $15 massages and you can make a couple of $1,000 in a weekend, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to make it realistic to you. It looks like there's something that you're going to continue to do for a while to just bring it in. And then finally, and I have to move past 2 months, it actually looks like we're going into maybe January, February time is where you have a new beginning, and as your high priestess, and your high priestess is the part of you that, even though you're a man, is the healer and the teacher. Okay, so
right.
And so this is it looks like basically you're doing this thing to make the money, get the people, and then finally, in the beginning of the year, you've got something going on where you've got a consistent enough business that you can actually settle in somewhere. So whether or not you're actually trying to start the day spa at this point, or if you're just trying to make sure you have enough clientele for, you know, because you want to get on to, you know, so-and-so's spa, you know what I mean? And you can bring your clients
right.
in plus use their clients, that sort of thing. It looks like around January time is where you're actually going to be able to do that. So when I jump ahead, though, quite a bit, it looks like you probably will have your own place. It just looks like it may take you about a year and a half.
Okay.
And it looks like you're
yeah.
with another person, maybe even two other people. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
I totally expect everything that I want to do to take a bit of time. So.
Yeah, but it looks like yeah, but it looks like you'll probably have a couple of partners.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Carlos. Please keep me posted. Everybody out there, if you remember, if you want a private reading, you can add me onto your Facebook. It's under Psychic Nunu. We've got about 5 minutes left. We have literally about five people. I'm only going to be able to take caller 229. But everybody, remember, we are on every week. So I'm not just shoving you to the side. It's just that we really only have time for one other person. 229, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Thank you very much for taking my call. My
okay.
name is Mel. And my birthday is September the 10th, 1960.
Okay.
And I'm calling... I just asked you about a friend of mine that I'm interested in, and I just want to know, like, what she's if she's interested in me or not.
What's her name?
Her name is Sterling.
Okay.
Her
name is Sterling.
Her and I work together.
Yes, all right.
Ma'am.
If you would just kind of take some nice, good, deep breaths for me. Just relax. Just relax. Okay. Sterling, has she been really abused?
I'm not sure. Maybe she may have.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, I don't want to make excuses for why people do what they do or are the way they are. But it seems like, I mean, it definitely looks like she cares about you, but for some reason she shows up at a very, very, very basic place in this, like trying to keep things very simple, trying to keep things from being not complicated. But the thing is, it does look like she cares about you more than a friend, but it looks like she doesn't allow this to blossom into something bigger. So, you know, you're in one of these situations where I kind of feel like you might be dealing with somebody that is used to, that is not used to being treated well. That's the best way I can really translate her right now, because it does look like she sees other people. It looks like she's a wreck. And then here you are trying to offer her safety and security. And the closer, and when you get a little close to her, it looks like she's slamming you with, I'm dating this guy named Steve now, you know? So it's like, It just really looks like you probably want to keep this, as far as your emotions are concerned, you probably want to keep this at a basic place, because that's what she's doing, okay?
Right. Well, you see yep. anybody else coming in my life?
Hold on just a moment. Let's see.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
yes. Interestingly enough, it actually does look like you're in a cycle for a relationship, so that might be why you're so drawn to, you know, relationships right now. But it actually looks like you're meeting somebody around Halloween time, around like like the end of October, the beginning of November. Mal, it's been really, really nice talking to you, but we are about to get cut off. And please look us up under Psychic Nunu, or just look for the show, add the show. And it's been really good talking to you, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
for
love.
Your time.
All right, so dear. Much. Everybody, remember, this has not been a coincidence. You have found us for a reason, and it has been so great talking to every single one of you guys tonight. Remember, this show is for you. The show is truly for you. Thank you for joining us at the Broken Earth Radio Show. I hope that you guys have a wonderful week, and remember, just take it easy on yourselves. Take it very, 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 very simple and easy on yourself, and hang in there.
The morning light.